But we have the U.S. Forest Service here helping us as well as firefighters from states all across the nation. When we're looking at the rural areas, there's no tax base out there to fund the fire service. We set priorities of life and property protection, quick and effective response, firefighter safety, damage assessment, and maximum public awareness. We're really having to take a defensive approach to fighting these fires and getting that message out to people that could be in harm's way is the best thing we can do right now. We all see fire as a tool that we use and able to harness, but what we're dealing with right now are just sheer forces of nature.
This is probably my most important message today. I'm going to need your help. I can't afford to have all of you as bystanders in this debate. I want everybody to be in the game. I want you to hold me accountable. I want you to hold all of Washington accountable. There is a way to solve this deficit problem in an intelligent way that is fair and shares sacrifices so that we can share opportunity all across America.
What we're doing now is two different things that we're very excited about. First, when you report something, you don't have the option to just report it to Facebook. You can also report it to a family member or a mentor of some other kind, so you can start that conversation. And boy, as a parent, I wish that my kids would say, you know, have that easy way to say, I saw something online that hurt me today, that one of my friends did. How do I deal with it? Well, for the parent, they'll just get that in their inbox.
We come here to remember those who were killed, those who survived, and those changed forever. May all who leave here know the impact of violence. May this memorial offer comfort, strength, peace, hope, and serenity. Please join me in 168 seconds of silence.